Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, it's not that bad here at the Brunswick and Old Orchard Beach, arguably a top five greatest beach bar in the United States of America. In fact, Curtis, how did James like the chicken fingers last night here at the Brunswick?
One bite, 9.6 review for the chicken fingers and fries. And the highlight of the night for me was I was sitting across from James, but when Courtney and you guys arrived, immediately I was totally meaningless.
Yeah.
And James looks at Courtney, who's seated about 2 feet away. He says, "You sit here?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Geez, yeah. I told Sato, get ready. He watch out.
Yeah.
James is moving in."
But I mean, he has a way with his words.
He does.
That guy knows how to lay the game down. So
just,
I love James.
Just like the old man.
Yep. He got that riz.
No, he did not get that for me. But yes, it was a lovely night. And when I got back, we were in the pool for like 2 hours. I thought it was going to be fast asleep when I left the cowbell. I get home. They do a light show next door at 9:30. And he was like rave for Taylor Swift, jumping up and down.
Was that scheduled, or were those just rogue fireworks? That happens a lot here in Old Orchard.
No, it's part of the charm of the inn. That 9:30 in the summer, they do this, like, they have all these like shooting things into the pool and lights.
Oh wow,
awesome!
Very cool.
Very
cool.
Exciting.
Well, we had a great day yesterday. We had a great time last night at the Cowbell. What
can I also say? Coastal Maine carts.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Greg was dropped off this three-row golf cart at the shack, and we zipped around Old Orchard in that bad boy.
Yeah.
The speaker system was amazing.
Right. Yeah.
It got pretty fast.
Yeah.
And it's road safe.
Yeah.
Road, what do they say?
Road legal.
Road legal.
Street legal.
Street legal.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I love that thing. I think that you should buy one for down here.
You think so?
Yes.
There are listeners. They listen every day at Coastal Maine Golf Carts, and they will sell you a beautiful golf cart that you can drive around on the streets.
Very
on
cool.
The streets.
That's the way to go, though.
On the streets.
When you live in a beach town, it's a golf cart all day.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. So we got a lot.
Is the amusement park open today?
Probably.
All right.
Are you going to go? Palace Playland?
I mean, well, we have Pirates Cove at 11, mini golf right across the street.
James will love that.
And then I was looking to go on the Ferris wheel. I don't know. Looks like a lovely. Everything here feels like you're in a different world.
Americana.
I didn't even know.
It's
that
like 1950s America, isn't it?
I didn't even know that the two most powerful people in the world were having a peeing match when I arrived. It was lovely. I took a right. I had never gone that way, whatever the hell it is. I went into town. It was like French fries, chicken fingers, kids
right,
outside.
Though.
Yeah. It was like, man, this is like the world of 1960.
Well, you brought it up. I mean, it seems like there's a little bit of a row in the relationship between Elon Musk and our president.
Oh,
unbelievable.
That's unfortunate. But maybe they could go see a
like a couples therapist or something and work things out.
You can't see it on Twitch right now. Ken, very excited off camera.
Oh, he is.
I don't think those two are the introspective type. I don't think.
You don't think they'll work it out?
I don't think Dr. Keith Ablo will be able to fix them, but who knows?
Yeah.
It's just a wild world. Last year we arrived and he was found guilty when we got here. So,
The president of the United States. Yeah.
It's a wild time in Old Orchard, but it's awesome here. The pool is great. The people are nice. The crowd at the Cowbell was wild.
Did you go in the ocean at all?
No.
Oh, I did an ocean dunk yesterday. It was cold, but it felt really good. It was hot yesterday. I got a little sunburn. No, so I went in the ocean. Really I swam around. Great beach by your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really nice. It was cool. There was definitely a bunch of high school seniors, local high school seniors there. I think it was like senior skip day or something. Huh. All different groups of people that knew each other but maybe weren't friends
Was Bill Belichick there? Or
no, he wasn't. He wasn't.
All right.
Speaking of which, I saw Al last night. Great to see
you. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Oh, just laughing at Bill was funny. What a world.
Well, we are at the Brunswick, and it looks like the rain is going to go away, and we would love to see you this morning. We have the amazing Ashley from the Greg Hill Foundation is here, and we have limited edition Roadshow merch while it lasts this Roadshow season. Next week, we are heading to Wellfleet and to the Beachcomber. So 1 week from today, we will be back at the Beachcomber. And then in the afternoon, we have, I think, our first ever official fundraiser for the Greg Hill Foundation on the Cape. And we're doing a happy hour called Rock and Raw with an open raw bar at the Pearl in Wellfleet. So that's happening. We have tickets for that. There's a local fisherman in Wellfleet who the pier caught on fire and his boat, total loss. And the insurance company will not pay for it because they're blaming the pier and the fire at the pier. Meanwhile, guy is father of two young kids, and that's how he makes his money. So he can't go out and fish. So some of the proceeds that we raise at that event at the Pearl a week from today are going to go to his family.
Awesome.
So they can pay some bills. So would love to see you 1 week from today, but we got a lot to get to this morning, including this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
is the Toadies. Am I right about that?
You got it.
Is that called Possum Kingdom? Is that what that's called?
Yes, it is. Possum Kingdom.
Yep.
Lead, you knew that, Curtis.
I did.
Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru of New England. If you're in the market for a new ride, you can find your local authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I'm going to leave it up to you guys. Are we giving Jackson a lead this morning? Yes?
Yes.
All right, Jackson, they appear to love you here in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. So.
Well, excellent. I love Old Orchard Beach, Maine. So,
not a lot of Costco's up here, though.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. Yeah, I'm going to have to...
You'd have to go to the Hannaford or something like that.
That's okay. I can adjust.
You okay with that?
All yeah.
Right. Your lead this morning?
So today is June 6th, obviously, D-Day. And I know this is not the kind of lead that I usually do, but I just want to thank all the veterans out there, and especially my grandfather and my uncle. My uncle got shot in the head in the Battle of the Bulge, and he survived. When they were collecting the dog tags of the fallen soldiers, they saw it was cold, so they saw breath coming out of his mouth, and and he survived. So,
Knowing you as we know you, if he's anything like the rest of the family, did he shoot himself in the head, or
it might have been an accident? Perhaps.
What? Well, he makes an occasional mistake on the board for crying. He pushes the wrong buttons.
He survived though. That's a big thing. Like 50 Cent.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle Morris. He was awesome.
Your grandfather served in World War II as well?
Yes, he did. He was on a Navy ship. I don't know what ship, but he was in the Navy. And but I just, you know, I look at the films and you know, the documentaries, and obviously Saving Private Ryan, that first scene. I don't know how these guys did that. These guys are 21-year-old kids just jumping out of a plane into darkness to fight the Nazis. And it's just like, it's the most incredible thing ever. And I just want to thank them. June 6th, D-Day. Yeah.
Good
job, Big Crack.
Jackson, great lead.
Thank you, grandfather and uncle, for us.
Absolutely.
Give him a little history lesson, too. Yes. June 6th.
You brought up Saving Private Ryan. What is, in your mind, the greatest World War II-related film?
I think that's got to be it. Either that or Enemy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get the gates.
Yeah, I thought Dunkirk was really well done, and it was something that I maybe should have known about, didn't know a lot about, given the fact that it was basically a draw that was celebrated in a turning point in the war. It wasn't a battle won by the Allies. But to me, what great lead, Jackson. What we don't understand is that the footage, they have the colorized footage now on YouTube. Shane Gillis has a thing in his new stand-up where he's like, if you're 40 years old, you go to bed watching old World War II documentaries, and I definitely do that. And my social life is wild. But the people that were storming the beaches literally had never left their hometown. You don't have social media. The only way you would see the world is in like an Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah.
And these people give their life for people they've never met, never seen, on the altar of freedom. Like, that is... And then they get home, and they're 90, and they say, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we do the Wordle, and we post it on X. It's like wild.
And some of them, like, will look back on it when they do talk about it and say, like, wow, what an honor that I was able to serve my country and be able to see the world. It's like, you were putting your life out there every single day, and you feel like it was an honor for you. It's an honor for us to know you, you know?
Right. I don't travel if I don't see an Airbnb with over 4.7 stars.
Right. What was the movie Hacksaw Ridge? Was that World War II?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was based on a true story, right?
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a good
movie. And what's the one where they have to go, they all have to climb that cliff, the U.S.?
That's Hacksaw Ridge.
Is that Hacksaw Ridge?
Yeah, yeah. With the guy who was the medical guy who kept saving everybody.
Right, that was seven-something evangelical, some like, he had some religious exemption.
Yes.
Is that Clint Eastwood?
No, that was Andrew Garfield.
Did Clint Eastwood direct it? I think.
Courtney's favorite was it, Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, yeah. Vince Vaughn
had a serious role.
Yeah. Andrew got the kid who played one of the Spider-Man. He was in it, so yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing what they did. And imagine the lack of work-life balance for those guys.
Yeah, no, there's zero. And what you're thinking is Mel Gibson.
They couldn't do it remotely.
Yeah, no, they couldn't. Yeah, Mel Gibson directed it.
Oh, Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent lead, Jackson.
Good job, Jack.
Good job, Big Crack.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Three-game series against the Yankees, and of all the things I dislike about the Red Sox front office and management team, it's that these weekends used to be what the summer was all about. We would drive down the Major Deegan, get a couple seats for Red Sox-Yankees, go back and forth in one day. There was a palpable feel in the city of Boston and around New England when the Red Sox and Yankees were beginning a series in the summer with the division on the line. It used to be 18 games, now it's 13 games. And I bet you if you walked around the city of Boston today and you said, who are the Sox playing tonight, less than half would know the Yankees against the Red Sox tonight.
You think?
Yes. Yeah. And that sucks. It should be a calendar event. You should be out at a bar tonight with everybody having the game on, seeing what's up with the Sox. And John Henry has prioritized the overall health of Major League Baseball over the success of his baseball team in terms of contracts and structure to the team. And I'll be watching because Ken's going to talk all about it tomorrow, so I got to be up on my P's and Q's. But it is not something that it once was, and that is the fault of this ownership group.
Well, we had Craig Breslow on yesterday, and you alluded to some of the things he said earlier. What is most alarming to me is I don't think they know how to fix it.
Oh, they do. They don't want to do it.
I mean, he, you know, what was the question? Name one thing that this team does.
Yeah.
Does well.
Thought partnering.
I don't know.
He didn't have an answer.
Oh. They,
I'm pretty sure he said it's hard to. It was crazy.
He had no idea.
I don't think you can change this season because the people that you expected to perform well just aren't doing it, especially when you look at your starting pitching, right?
Well, I mean, Garrett Crochet.
Bale's been okay. Walker Buehler's been okay, but Giolito, I mean, basically serves up home run derby in the first inning.
Yeah.
So doesn't Dick Fitz.
Yeah, that's right.
So your starting pitching is basically one guy that's going to give you, you know, good innings, and that's Crochet. And other than, you know, Duran and maybe Devers, you know, guys are struggling hitting the big. This thing is not going to get fixed. You had the players. I think now it's time to look and say, okay, do we go in a different direction with the manager? Because even if you change the manager, I don't think it's going to make a difference this season. But it's going to have to be, where are they going from here?
But you heard, like you have heard, you heard Kevin Millar on this show yesterday, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Say it's on the players. It's not.
Because he showers with Cora. Or he showers
with Cora. I bet
he's a little bit biased to Cora as a manager.
I wouldn't say a little bit right after showering with Cora. But I believe that the Red Sox players are most to blame in terms of the on-the-field product this season. There have been a lot of guys that have screwed up that shouldn't be there. But just like the Patriots and Steph Diggs, when you are not in the market for the top free agent pitcher and you try and outsmart people by giving guys like Walker Buehler and Giolito these short-term, high-paid deals, then you're going to see them possibly implode because there's a reason they're not getting the 5-year, $300 million deal that other premium starters are. So they know how to do it. It's spend at the top of the market for top players, both pitching and positional players, and you will be in the playoffs every single year.
But you did that with Bregman and Crochet. Crochet's one of the best pitchers.
They traded for Crochet.
I know they traded for him.
But whether
it's a trade or free agency, you still got the elite talent.
They sat out the offseason for the prior 4 years.
Right, so but just we're talking about this year.
Right. So you have a decent offseason
for
a team that has a lot of holes because they changed their way of roster building.
Well, I would say
it was too expensive for Henry. He's on the Economic Reform Committee in Major League Baseball, whose job it is to bring down the cost of players, which is basically collusion, but I don't know if he gets away with it. And this is why they are. Greg said, do they know how to do it? Yes, you spend. And you don't just spend in one offseason like Kraft spending in 2021. You spend every offseason because you charge the highest ticket prices in baseball.
But if we went back to February, there would be a cut from Curtis. There would be a cut from Greg. There would be a cut from me, a cut from Wiggy, all saying, all right, we can't judge the front office if they stink this year because they did spend this offseason.
Right.
And that's what we all said in February.
And I think we've all talked about Cora. I said he could get fired last weekend. I think that he will be the one that this falls on. But
it's your players, though. Your expectation was Crochet as your ace. You went out, you got the ace.
He's an ace.
Then you got guys like Brian Bayo, Tanner Houck, Walker Buehler, Giolito, Cutter Crawford. These were all guys that you expected to be able to give you good quality innings that are not bums. Like, they're supposed to be good, but they're not living up to what they need to do. So I don't really look at the Red Sox ownership and say they didn't do anything. and Courtney's right. At the beginning of the year, everybody was like, oh, they're fighting for the division. This team is a legit contender. And then you look at those guys also, don't perform at the level.
Yep, but we also didn't know that Rafael Devers was going to throw a tantrum.
Even with the tantrum, Devers is one of your best hitters on offense.
You always say that.
But it's true.
You can't underestimate, I think, what that does to a clubhouse when you have that issue.
I don't think the other players care.
I think the way in which
the players are right now, they're going to take his side over ownership or over anybody else over and over again.
You think Don Rafaela cares that Devers is saying, I'm not playing shortstop? No. He's looking at what he did in May, which is some historical hitting run, and that's what they're looking at. The biggest
Do you think Bregman thinks it's a good way to play baseball?
Maybe not Bregman, but,
I care about him more than Sadon Rafaela.
Right, but I think the thing with Bregman, he's probably not saying anything to Devers. The biggest problem that you had is when you look at the one-run games that you lost, that's your biggest issue. Because what is it like?
17.
Right. So imagine if you're able to win half of those games and where you would be in the season. That is your biggest problem, and that comes down to players not doing the things that they need to do. But also, you got to put some of that on the managers.
All right, Curtis, thank you. We are at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach, Maine.
And the rain stopped.
The rain has stopped.
Yes.
Baseball talk stops the rain.
Who'll stop the rain? We know the answer. Thank you, Curtis.
You got it.
We will be right back with the rest of today's leads.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.